So when I was asked to do this, I tried to formulate two goals. One was to give you guys something practical to take away from this, because I'm not going to teach or presume to teach you all the deep meaning of a standard of review. This is your work. This is what you all do. What I am going to talk to are the two things that I think we wind up doing these days. And as appellate lawyers, I think I can just ask this question and it will help all of you. How many of you, not the judges, how many of you get a call from either your assistant DA in trial bureau or some young lawyer who's trying to figure out what the thing he's going to argue is on a suppression motion, more or less on a weekly or a daily basis? Okay. All right. So what we are as appellate lawyers is educators. If one is a judge, one is trying to let practitioners know why preservation of error is important and how to do it and how to measure it and how to measure the harm. If one is a defense attorney, one is trying to educate the very same lawyers that my predecessor was talking about on the courts of appeals who may have more or less practiced civil law for most of their careers. If we are honest, we are also trainers of our trial friends who constantly ask us, how do I do this? How do I do that? What am I arguing? Or they come to you and say, would this work as an argument? And so today, what I'm trying to do is give you, first off, a little motivation for the trial people, practical reasons why they need to sit there and try to understand preservation of error.